Hey, welcome back to day 7 of our Christmas Advent devotional series called Unwrapping Christmas, Viewing the Nativity Through Luke's Eyes, written beautifully by my friend Sue Bolt. Here we go, day 7, reading Luke chapter 1, verse 13. But the angel said to him, "Your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John." If you are a parent or plan to be someday, and your daughter brought home her boyfriend resembling the character and personality of John the Baptist, well, you might have second thoughts. You might not care for his boldness, his audacity, his honesty, and quite frankly, the way he dressed. John the Baptist comes on the scene of scriptures to announce the coming of the Lord. He was no people pleaser or soft-spoken prophet. Like the Old Testament prophet Elijah, John called life as he saw it through a prophet's lens. Things were black and white with few soft edges or gray areas. Zach and Elizabeth were blessed with a child filled with the power and grace of the Holy Spirit from the womb who would turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord. Living off the land, no one was exempt from hearing John's voice. He called out the stagnancy of religion without a relationship with God. He denounced prideful religious leaders. All the while, he would melt hearts of stone and bring to repentance those who had strayed from the Father who lavishly loved them. John appears briefly on the pages of God's Word, but he boldly impacts our lives. He lived solely for God's purposes and to fulfill his mandate. John didn't look to the left or right, nor did he succumb to the pressure of the current culture. This prophet only looked upward for the next message to preach and the next action to take. He lived lowly in the world's eyes, shunning notoriety, to instead exalt and lift high Jesus the Christ. He declared the Holy Spirit's coming power in a believer's life, and he got the people ready for Jesus to come. May we do the same. And here are our questions today. Take a minute and think, what are some loved ones in your life that need the Lord's touch this Christmas? And how did today's devotional speak to you personally? Was there something that the Lord highlighted in your heart to ponder on? Father, thank you for your word and how it impacts people's lives. Thank you that you give us strength to live out the purposes and plans that you have laid out before us. Reveal to us who needs your touch this Christmas, Lord. May it be us that delivers that light and love that they need. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if you haven't received Jesus as your Savior and you would love for Him to come into your life, say this prayer with me out loud right where you are. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says in John 6:37, "All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away." So I know that you will never drive or cast me out, but you take me in, and I thank you for it. You say in your word in Romans 10:13, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I'm calling on your name, so I know you have saved me now. You also say, God, in Romans 10:9-10, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved." I believe in my heart Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that he was raised from the dead for my justification, and I confess him now as my Lord. And I do believe with my heart that I've now become the righteousness of God in Christ, and I am saved. Thank you, Lord. If you prayed this for the first time, I would love for you to email me. I'll send you a free gift. And stay tuned for tomorrow's Advent devotion.